says in writing on the Mother of God, there is the greater the love, the greater the grief, the greater the sorrow, he says. And of course, and he has in mind for her that this scene that we just read in the Gospel, her standing at the foot of the cross and watching her son die, and because of her immeasurable love for him, she experiences, St. Simeon tells us, immeasurable grief. And of course, the greatest expression of love is the cross itself. And this is the greatest expression of grief, of our Lord's grief for the dying world, for the spiritually bankrupt world. And then after that comes this great love of his mother for him. And St. Simeon says we'll never be able to understand it because we can't come close to her boundless love for her son. So we won't really understand the level of her grief. But he sets this before us as the model for how we're called to live. To follow after her example, who followed after her son's example. And I mention this today because, of course, standing with the Holy Theotokos was John the Theologian, who we remember today. And in such strange ways, the Mother of God and St. John are very similar. They both seem to have lived an interior life. Their focus was on pondering these things in their heart, contemplating, absorbing. We call John the Theologian, different views why, but the simplest is that he simply experienced the mysteries that Christ was revealing, and he experienced them in his heart. He experienced this encounter, Christ in us and us in Christ, that he writes so beautifully about, and all of the expressions of abiding, dwelling Christ, dwelling in the vine, abiding in the vine, longing that we would have the love that the Trinity has, to share in that love. So it's important to notice that this love brings forth this grief that St. Simeon talks about, because this grief isn't about ourselves. It's not feeling sorry for ourselves in this world. It's easy to feel sorry for ourselves in the brokenness in the world as it applies to me, just ways in which I'm disadvantaged, ways in which I don't get what I want, whether illness or disease or inconvenience or lack of fortune or whatever it might be. It's real suffering, but the grief that St. Simeon is telling us about is the grief that we have for the brokenness of the world in other people, in the world around us. The grief that our Lord had throughout his ministry, but especially on the cross, and the grief that his mother had for him when watching him die, and the grief that St. John had for his Lord in the very same situation watching him die. St. John's called the disciple whom Jesus loved. St. John Chrysostom says, why does he get this designation? Why is he the sort of special one? And then he says, we don't know. I was waiting for a profound and insightful answer that I was going to think would just be so helpful to understand, but we don't know. And that is somehow very fitting, because the mysteries of the faith that John gives us are things that we can't comprehend. We don't know. St. John Chrysostom says, well, was there some particular event that we're not told about? You know, some event that happened that solidified John's position as the one? We don't know. But what we do know is that this love isn't something that any one person contains, but it's a shared, it's an experience, it's a given and received. And so when that love is in some way severed, when it's not received, when it's rejected, there's this tremendous grief, this tremendous sorrow, because of such a breach, a kind of rent in the fabric of the spiritual world that God's created. So this great love gives rise to a great grief, and this grief is how it is that we should live in this world. Grief for the brokenness of the world, not something that discourages or depresses us, but something that realizes the things of this world that we see have this profound spiritual brokenness that underlie them. And that the love that we receive from God, as we heard in the epistle, we love because God first loved us. And that love allows us to see the spiritual brokenness of the world, not simply the physical, mental, or financial, relational brokenness. And then finally, St. Simeon says in a different context about prayer, he says we don't really pray for another person until we really grieve for them, until we're filled with a grief and a sorrow at the brokenness that exists in their life, the spiritual brokenness. And we have a genuine sorrow. When Jesus is healing the man who had a withered hand in the synagogue, and the Pharisees are thinking in their hearts, well, is he going to heal him or not on the Sabbath? This is a terrible thing if he does this. And St. Mark tells us Jesus was grieved at the hardness of their hearts. This kind of inner pain that he felt because they were rejecting his love. It's in this context that we have something really to pray for, something really to sorrow for. So with St. John and the Mother of God at the foot of the cross, our Lord suffering, we have this profound expression of love, and a love that's so great that cares so much for the other. It's not caught up in oneself. It cares so much for the other that, for example, we don't care if the Jewish authorities are going to harm us. We're not going to be scattered and run away because nothing else really matters except for being present in this love, in this outpouring of love, and experiencing all of the grief that comes from the rejection of that love. In that context, we're given what St. Simeon says is really a genuine and a prayer that comes from the heart, a prayer that can really change and transform the world around us, not just saying a prayer. And then finally, we have to say that this love, this grief, and this kind of yearning to pray, pray in light of this grief, comes only as a gift from God. It's given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We love because God loved us. We grieve because God gives us that grief for the fallenness of the world, the open eyes from this love that he's given us. And we pray because the Spirit himself promises to pray for the brokenness of this world. So through the prayers of St. John the theologian and his mother that he was granted by Christ himself and our mothers, may the Lord grant us both this great love as much as we can handle and the grief that comes with it, so that we might pray as genuinely and as profoundly as he's created us to pray for the brokenness of this world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.